chat about what the celebs are up to now. With Penny from OK Magazine.
Penny, look, it's been a difficult morning for me, I have to admit, because I found out about the demise of a relationship that apparently broke down a few months ago.
Oh, Crystal.
Yeah.
So sorry. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that's old news, Crystal.
Oh, I'm man. Afraid.
Keep up the date.
Oh, I'm still mourning.
But look, if you're a fan of Anna Faris and not a fan of Chris Pratt, you'll love this news.
Okay, cool.
So she's moved on.
Oh, right. She found a new man?
Yes, a cinematographer called Michael Barrett.
Okay.
They've met on the set of their film Overboard.
Mm.
So they've started seeing each other. They've been seeing each other since about September. So, yeah, they've been spotted out on a few dates, you know, going to farmers markets, that sort of thing.
Love a good farmers market date.
It must be love. Mm. I think that's the telltale sign.
Is Overboard, is that a remake of the old Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn? Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I loved that movie.
I don't know how I feel about them doing a remake.
I don't think I like it because I love Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
So love Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
This guy that she's been seeing, is it another like investment in a guy that's just a little bit out of shape so that, you know, during their relationship he'll get super, super hot? Because, yeah, sometimes making an investment, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, look, he does look like an average Joe.
Mm.
No word whether he wants to get into acting or not. Maybe play a superhero.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson, we've seen her recently in
We've seen a lot of her.
Yeah, we really have.
So much. Seen it all.
Yeah, we have.
But she's not only falling in love in the film, she's in a bit of a love triangle in real life as well.
Yeah, Rao. Go, you go, girl.
Mm.
So she broke up with her rocker boyfriend. His name escapes me last year. And now she's moved on to, I mean, she's kind of like, what do you call it? She's taken it up a notch.
Mm.
Oh,
she
okay.
has actually upgraded to Chris Martin.
Oh, from Coldplay.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, so he's so fun. I love that guy.
Going on hot dates. I know, me too.
Yeah.
But it gets even better because she's also been going on dates with Jon Hamm.
Oh, well, she is definitely turning it up a few notches because, I mean, I love Jon Hamm.
Good on her for playing the field.
Yeah, I think so too. She's young.
She's not in a relationship. Good on her for dating.
Yeah,
that's right.
Nice.
But I'd personally choose Chris Martin. Can you imagine him singing to you?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Bit of a serenade before
or like
bed.
Being at his concerts and going, that's my man.
Nah, I'm a Jon Hamm man.
Me, guys.
Jon Hamm.
Yeah, no, you're on
you're
the wrong side,
Jon Hamm man.
You know what? Someone who I probably wouldn't want hanging around serenading me before bed would be Blake from The Bachelorette.
Oh,
no.
Poor Blake.
Well, sayonara.
Yeah.
Right? He's gone now.
Yeah.
So he's actually revealed that there's a scene that didn't make it to air. He says that Jared actually threatened to bash his BFF, Sam.
So it sounds very primary school.
It does.
He's got a modern mullet.
Yeah.
So they didn't like each other. I mean, Jared didn't like either of them.
No.
But that's just come from Blake. So we haven't
unconfirmed
from Jared yet. It is unconfirmed.
I know Jared's come off a little crazy during the filming of The Bachelor, but Sam and Blake were a little bit nasty.
Yeah,
to me.
They were.
I mean, to say he wanted to bash me sounds very primary school, but
does.
Their behaviour throughout the show, I'm talking Blake and Sam, their kind of bullying behaviour, it seemed very childish as well.
Very immature.
Oh, my goodness.
None of them are good enough for
Controversial.
Sophie.
Controversial.
No, and you know what? James came into the OK office yesterday.
Oh, James.
And I've got to say, oh, my God, he is like a Disney prince.
So cool.
He is divine.
Was there anyone in the office that was trying to get his contact details, Penny?
Surely.
I mean, I was. No, I wasn't really. I'm married. I'm pregnant. Yeah. No one wants a married pregnant girl. He's just so gorgeous.
James is pretty lovely. If you're married and pregnant, I'm sure he'd still take care of you, Petty.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
One couple that are looking to take their relationship to the next level, maybe not marriage and pregnancy yet, but definitely a meeting with the grandmother. That is Meghan and Harry, who have supposedly had tea with the Queen.
Yes, which is another sign that, an engagement is imminent.
Oh, dear.
So you've got to actually meet the Queen before the engagement goes down. They say this is kind of a...
Seems fair.
Her tick of approval, her saying, yes, you can get married.
Yeah.
So I guess the proposal's just around the corner. They say it's going to be in December. But I'm hoping it's going to be sooner.
Oh, fingers crossed. I know family dates on The Bachelorette are quite stressful, but I reckon meeting the Queen, she would have some hard questions for you.
I know, and over tea.
Yeah, you'd have to be on your best behaviour, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that, Penny. And we look forward to getting all the goss next week and finding out what's going down in Tinseltown.
No worries.